America is known as the land of the free and home of the brave. Whilst it has suffered from many problems plaguing them, it always claims to believe in equality for all. Equality for all? How can a country with a government that purposefully marginalizes people and a society that blindly follows that oppressive government be considered as equal? One of these oppressed groups are people suffering from homelessness. People suffering from homelessness are marginalized by both the government and society, which strips them of their voice in politics, dehumanizes them, and drives them to addiction. One of the major struggles for people suffering from homelessness is that voting is very difficult, making it harder for them to have a voice in the very government that is oppressing them. According to the National Coalition for Homelessness, in their report on legal issues and rights of people suffering from homelessness, although the requirement to live in a traditional dwelling has been eliminated, many states still maintain durational residency requirements for voter registration. This makes voter registration for homeless people very difficult, as they are often subject to circumstances requiring them to frequently relocate against their wishes. This means that homeless people need a home or dwelling to vote. In essence, the government makes laws rendering a lot of the actions of homeless people illegal, like sleeping on benches or panhandling, while making it difficult for the homeless people who are oppressed to make changes to those laws. If the American government is allowed to pass laws regarding the actions of homeless people, then shouldn't the homeless people be allowed to vote on those laws? Is it fair to hinder an American's right to vote based on their personal situation? Is it fair to democratically discriminate a group by taking away their voice? Is it fair to proudly proclaim equality when the equality is only shared by people who have homes and money? I proclaim that none of that is fair, and it is the fault of the government. Some of the states that require durational residency are Colorado, Idaho, Illinois, Pennsylvania, and Washington. A solution to this problem could be to petition the states to get rid of the requirement, like most other states have done. That's the exact goal of organizations like the National Coalition for the Homelessness, to make it easier for people experiencing homelessness to vote by protesting the government to make changes to the voter registration requirements. But still, not being able to vote is only one of the many examples of oppression that homeless people face. Another big trouble that homeless people must deal with is that they are dehumanized by society based on stereotypes. Since homeless people are primarily considered as drug addicts, bums, or criminals, they are often oppressed by society. According to Susan Fisk, a psychology professor at Princeton University who researched how homeless people are oppressed by society, stated in her study that groups that are both stereotypically hostile and stereotypically incompetent, such as addicts and the homeless, will be dehumanized. That's the major problem with society regarding homeless people. Beyond that, there is little a homeless person can do to help their situation. Finding a job is difficult because very few employers want to hire homeless people because of the stereotypes regarding them. One potential solution to this problem is found through organizations like the Salvation Army, who provide hot showers, warm meals, and clean beds for those living on the streets. Now, as for the stereotypes regarding homeless people, many may argue that they are traditionally true. Whilst it is true that many homeless people suffer from drug addiction, they aren't completely the cause for that. Since people don't give much help and support to homeless people, they turn to drugs and crime to get by in life. According to Colleen L. Berry, a Harvard PhD who has a joint appointment with the Department of Mental Health, people who are homeless are often not only discriminated against because of their housing status, but also face discrimination for other reasons. In particular, these individuals also commonly experience mental illness and/or drug addiction, conditions which are subject to high levels of stigma in society. In essence, homeless people turn to drugs because they are oppressed and discriminated against, and they're oppressed and discriminated against because they turn to drugs. So how can we really help their problem? Well, to figure out how we can help, we first need to figure out what really is the overall cause of problems with discrimination against homeless people. We try to avoid them when we see them. We avoid contact with them at all costs. We don't inform them of options they have to get help, and we still wonder how we can help them. The solution is to give them information on where to get permanent help, like the Salvation Army or various other shelters, rather than just giving them a dollar. Knowledge and support is their most useful resource. In the end, the saying goes, give a man a fish and he'll eat for a day. Teach a man to fish and you feed him for a lifetime. Thank you very much.